USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. There are protests worldwide today and mass arrests over the jailing of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and coronavirus restrictions. More than 3,800 have been arrested in Russia on a second weekend of protests calling for the release of Navalny. Thousands of people in Vienna clash with police over coronavirus restrictions. Police banned protests there this weekend because crowds have generally failed to observe rules on social distancing and wear face masks. There were arrests there. More than 10,000 Israelis gathered at the funeral procession of a prominent rabbi in Jerusalem. Police handed out dozens of tickets. And protesters in Brussels denouncing COVID restrictions staged a demonstration, and more than 300 were arrested. The search is underway for a skier who was feared buried in an avalanche at a resort in Utah. Search and rescue crews called off because of the conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The legal team working on former President Trump's impeachment trial has quit.
Former President Trump's five impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the second member of Congress from Massachusetts to come down with the virus this week. Lynch said he got the virus despite receiving 2 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The announcement came just 1 day after Lori Trahan from Massachusetts also tested positive for the virus. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are saying there should be an investigation over trading with GameStop and AMC stock. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
There has been a bipartisan call for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock, driven by traders from the social media site Reddit. Many also questioned why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trades of the stocks of those companies. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he's not sure the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. Mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.